is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave983.fm.
602, shall we? I'm Tara Jean. Here's what's making waves on the West Coast. Promised you an update on the Canada Post situation, so here we go. Day 7 of the strike, and the two sides are still working with a mediator to hopefully come to a contract agreement. The feds say they're not getting involved, though, with the negotiations. But meanwhile, and maybe this is you, big-time nerves about not being able to get your holiday cards, your packages out. This is also crippling for Service Canada. And check this out. They now have over 85,000 passports that they can't mail out. However, if you've been waiting on yours, you can now arrange to pick it up at your Service Canada office. From Ottawa this morning, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's announced a temporary GST relief. This is for select items ahead of the holidays. This starts today, and it will make things like diapers and children's clothing more affordable. The GST relief also applies to pre-prepared hot meals. Off the ice, Canuck winger Connor Garland and his wife have welcomed a new baby this week. Congratulations to Connor, who I hear rushed to the hospital after the game a couple days ago because his wife was there preparing to give birth. So sounds like he made it on time, because it's not the movies, right? It's not like I remember when, I'm going to get into a story coming up this hour about my expectations about what it was like to give birth and what it actually was like. And I'm not talking about in the labor room either. Canuck winger Connor Garland, congratulations. And of course, he will turn it around to play on our road trip, which takes off on Saturday in Ottawa. And hey, it's forecast to be an extra chilly winter, but that's not going to stop British Columbians from hitting the slopes. And here we go. Today, Blackcomb opens, tomorrow Whistler, Cypress opens tomorrow, but with limited runs, and Seymour and Grouse are saying soon, but no set date just yet. Come on, guys. Everybody else is on board. They're waiting for some more snow. And hey, wave weather for this brand new day. Welcome to Thursday. It's going to be mostly cloudy, chance of showers, and a high of 10, pretty mild. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 7. on the wave. And man, is she getting into the holiday spirit with Holiday Magic. Special presentation at Blue Frog Studios coming up December 14th down in White Rock. Get your tickets for Holiday Magic with Kat Levan and Steve Oliver. Couple of wave faves there. Get your tickets now at bluefrogstudios.ca.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
And I have good news. So for anyone with out-of-town travel plans, the Coquihalla Highway was just reopened after a closure overnight. Sounds like a multi-vehicle crash is the reason for the shutdown. But northbound Coquihalla Highway now reopened between Hope and Merritt. So go forth. No longer having to take that long way around to where Kamloops, Kelowna. Happy travels to you. Closer to town, here's the kind of number one issue on the commute this morning. It's actually in Vancouver. A single vehicle crash, Clark and First, and southbound Clark is blocked until further notice.
Hi, I'm Dave Koz. I hope you'll join us this weekend when New Zealand's own Ryan LaValette stops by the show. I've got lots to talk about with this wonderful new guitarist on the scene. He's got some great stories to tell and the hits to match. Check out DaveKoz.com and be here this weekend for Ryan LaValette, yours truly, and wonderful weekend music. Dave Koz Radio Show.
The Dave Koz Radio Show is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on Wave 98.3.
What's the plan for the holiday party? Same as last year? I wouldn't mind a change.
Actually, we're going on a Taste Vancouver food tour. I went on the Gastown one. There were 7 stops with food, drink, and a very entertaining tour guide that told us about the history of Gastown. It has like 500 five-star reviews.
Sounds great.
Discover an impressive culinary scene on a Taste Vancouver food tour. Perfect for groups of 16 or less with 3 tours to choose from. Dietary requests available. Book today at TasteVancouverFoodTours.com.
My mind can't take the day. I need your drug to see me. My baby's moonshine, blue wine, sugar toxicane, she's breath of tea. She's got that good time, snake bite. Got to let her know, I just love her so. My baby's moonshine, blue
is cool.
You're right.
Be kind. Be cool. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. We'll be right back.
That's an okay song to wake up to, hey? Welcome to the new day. That was Huge Groove on the Wave. And I'm Tara Jean. I've joked from time to time on this show that I haven't been getting much exercise pretty much since the pandemic started. That is so embarrassing to say. But I am inspired by Donna Jean Wild. She's a former Guinness World Records holder for holding the longest plank ever. And now this American grandmother has set a brand new Guinness World Record for most push-ups in 1 hour. She's an absolute beast. How many push-ups could you do in an hour? She did 1,575. Which means I think she was like, oh, I'm going to make it to 575. Let's go. How many could you do? I just tested myself a moment ago during Huge Groove. I think I tried 3 before I fell to the floor, and I think I did 2 of them properly. That is embarrassing. Santorini. That was Caribbean Cruise, or the Some of You Caribbean Cruise. I'm TJ. And from the RCMP this morning, we're hearing that body cams will be rolled out today throughout the province. A bit controversial, however, here we go with it. That and me and a few more stories making waves, but we're going to start with this one. And yeah, the body cam issue with the RCMP, they had a pilot project first and there was a lot of complaints about that. Officers, though, now it's official, will be required to turn the cameras on when they are responding to calls or dealing with the public. Meanwhile, the aftermath of the bomb cyclone this week may be over in Metro Vancouver, but on Vancouver Island, I was just checking in with BC Hydro. More than 30,000 are still without power on Vancouver Island, mostly in the northern part, but there the winds reached as high as 170K. Kind of explains things. I don't know if you saw some of the larger trees that fell too, and they're sad little trees. That was all through the Cathedral Grove stretch between Parksville and Tofino. Highway 4 was closed for quite some time. Is it reopened this morning? Actually, I'll check in on that for you. That's the only route to Tofino, so man, does that do some damage, hey? And finally, in Toronto, Taylor Swift is wrapping up her 6-concert stretch. 3 more shows tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. And that means that Vancouver is next. It's the biggest concert on the planet, and it will take place at BC Place and all over our city, honestly. It's going to take over December 6, 7, and 8. And with that, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour will come to an end after 2 years, 5 continents, and more than 150 shows. And Eras Tour grossed more than $1 billion, making it the highest grossing tour of all damn time. And wave weather. It's Thursday, November the 21st. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 10. There's a little bit of wind, but it's only like 20K, so that's nothing compared to earlier this week. Right now, 7 degrees with Cool and the Gang Celebration. This is Wave 98.3. Good morning.
There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. And have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Dulfer. That was Lily Was Here. And I'm TJ. Congratulations again to Canucks winger Connor Garland. He had to take off from the Canucks game right afterwards and rush to the hospital because he had a baby, him and his wife. I want to wish them a huge congratulations. But at the top of the hour, I was saying, you know, a lot of the news stories I'm seeing the last 48 hours are like, you know, like a movie. Connor having to leave really quickly and being flustered and, you know, leaving. In the movie of this version, he would have left Rogers Arena in his uniform and wound up at BC Women's wearing it at her side, right? They wouldn't care that he was in sweaty hockey gear. But, you know, I always say, like, giving birth to a baby or the day that you're in labor and you're going through those contractions, it's often not like a movie, right? You don't have your water break and then your baby pops out for most people, right? However, the night that I gave birth to my first daughter, my only daughter, her name is Violet and she's an absolute dreamboat. She's nearly 16 now. But that night when she was born, we were in the midst of a huge snowstorm. It was an historic snowstorm for Vancouver. December of 2008, you might remember it. And I was in the car with my mom and my sister, and I was back there, like in the movies, doing the, you know, the breathing. And my husband came running out of the house, and he came out so flustered and fast that he slipped on the snow. His feet went up in the air, higher than his head, and he landed on his back and ended up having to get a wee bit of treatment at the hospital when we got there. It was so silly. But again, congratulations to Connor Garland from the Canucks and his wife for their brand new baby. And they named the baby Quint, by the way, which is a character in the movie Jaws. Sounds like Connor is a big shark fan.
Make Wave 98.3 your go-to station at home and on the go. Stream us online at wave983.fm. Find us on Radio Player Canada. Ask Alexa to play Wave 98.3 or catch us on TuneIn. We stream wherever you do. Tune in and turn it up. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Savor the best of White Rock during Taste White Rock, a premier restaurant festival happening all month. West Beach, East Beach, Five Corners, and Uptown all have featured restaurants, cafes, and breweries offering a special signature dish or drink. Visit tastewhiterock.com for a full list of participating eateries. Plus, check out White Rock BIA on social media to enter their daily contests. Experience the unique restaurant culture and their city by the sea at Taste White Rock. Details at tastewhiterock.com.
Choir of carousel. Yes. Oh, but am I ever gonna hear my wedding? Wave is on Radio Player Canada. Search Wave 98.3 and experience Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Coolest vibe with Monkey House. And I'm Tara Jean. Good morning to you if you're commuting in Burnaby. Two-car crash on Royal Oak and Kingsway. Details kind of just rolling in on this, but Royal Oak is now blocked both ways by police until further notice. So that's Royal Oak and Kingsway. Outside of that, for your drive, good news. They've cleared up a crash. It was a single vehicle one, so easily cleared at Clark and First Avenue. And for out-of-town drivers, you may be waking up wondering if the Coquihalla Highway's been reopened. And the answer is yes. Northbound Highway 5 reopened for you between Hope and Merritt after a multi-vehicle crash. So that should tell you to take heed if you're traveling out of town. And winter tires are now required on the Coke and also up the Sea to Sky to Whistler, where today Blackcomb opens. and Whistler joins it tomorrow. Ski and snowboard season is here, friends.
feeling so amazing. When you feel it, there's no mistake. But love, sweet love, intoxicating. Honey, it will be sugar for your baby. You'll never get enough to satisfy the craving. For love, 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 sweet love. Bursting away the motion.
Is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
7 o'clock on the nose. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. We'll start with the Canada Post strike. Get that out of the way, shall we? Day 7 today, as the two sides work with a mediator to hopefully, fingers crossed, come to an agreement soon. Now, the feds say they're not getting involved with negotiations, but meanwhile, big-time nerves across the country as Canadians run out of time to post their holiday cards and packages. This is also crippling for Service Canada. However, a bit of a turnaround here. So they now have over 85,000 passports that they can't mail out. However, if you're waiting on yours, you can now arrange to pick it up at your Service Canada office. From Ottawa, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing this morning a temporary GST relief for select items ahead of the holidays. So this starts today, and it's going to make things like diapers and children's clothing more affordable. The GST relief will also apply to all pre-prepared meals, but they've got to be hot pre-prepared meals. And now you know. On the ice, our Canucks are taking off on a road trip soon. They're playing this weekend, first game of the trip in Ottawa. That's Saturday, by the way. And finally, it's forecast to be an extra chilly winter, but that is absolutely not stopping British Columbians from hitting the slopes. And yeah, here we go with it. I mentioned Blackcomb opens today, tomorrow Whistler, but we've got more local mountains in action. Cypress opens tomorrow, but with limited runs. Really, it's only Cypress for now, though.